Dia is with her elder sister Natasha, who is very religious, at Sri 1008 Bhagwan Adinath Digambar Jain Temple.
Let us go home.
Just wait, Dia. Let me recite Bhaktamrita Stotra before we leave.
What is Bhaktamrita Stotra?
It is a devotional poem written by Acharya Manatung in which Bhagwan Adinath has been adored.
Who is Bhagwan Adinath? In whose adoration thousands of people recite this poem?
He is a god. He knows all the things of the world. He is perfectly happy because he is devoid of delusion, attachment, and aversion.
Had he been untouched and omniscient since birth?
No, my dear. He achieved the state of non-attachment and omniscience by his supreme efforts. Born in Ayodhya, he was the son of King Nabhiraya and Maru Devi, the queen.
Did he not rule?
Yes, he ruled and married too. He had two wives. Nanda was his first wife, who bore him 100 sons, including Bharat Chakravarti and a daughter, Brahmi. His second wife was Sunanda, who bore Bahubali and a son and a daughter, Sundari.
So that Bharat, the Chakravarti and Bahubali sons of Lord Adinath?
Adinath attained godhood later in life. He was simply a King Rishabhdev at the time. Since he was first Tirthankar, he was called Adinath. One day, Nilanjana was dancing in his court. During the course of the dance, Nilanjana passed away. Seeing this, he realized the transition nature of the world, forsook the royal life, and became a saint. For 6 months, he remained absorbed in contemplation. For the next 6 months also, he did not get food due to his self-imposed conditions. After a year, on a certain day, King Shreyans gave him sugarcane juice for the first time. Since then, that day has been celebrated as Akshaya Tritiya Festival.
Did he become omniscient immediately after becoming saint?
No, dear. For 1,000 years, he remained in the state of self-absorption. One day, he obtained perfect knowledge in the state and began to give Divya Dhwani, which showed the path of liberation to the world.
So you offered your prayer to him. I shall also do the same. Will he show the path of liberation to me too?
By all means, offer your prayers to him. Leaving the glories of the Samosharan, the religious court, he became a perfectly liberated soul at Mount Kailash. The way to liberation, as preached by him, is shown to us by the enlightened souls. The persons who tread his path can attain the godhood in the same way.
Great! Let's together recite Bhaktamrita Stotra.
And afterwards, you will come with me to Pathshala. Don't you want to explore more about being happy and liberated?
Sure, Dee.
Very well done. Really excellent, both of you. Natasha, your part was very excellent. The name of the parents of the Adinath Bhagwan is Nabhiraya and Maru Devi. Son of King Nabhiraya. Say it. Nabhiraya and Maru Devi.
Okay.
Just say it once.
Nabhiraya and Maru Devi.
Maru Devi, yeah, excellent, very good. Rest of the part was awesome. Okay, and Dia, very, very good, very good. Okay, so just we, Dia, only one, a few mistakes that we made is we repeated. So next time we'll avoid repeating the sentence if we are wrong. Okay, otherwise the part was very good. Okay, well done. Fine. Is Jamin here?
Yeah.
Okay, Jamin. Okay, so we can start with the second part. Jamin, we are rehearsing it, okay? So now second part, you all have to keep saying okay, and then at the last I'll be telling you how to pronounce things if there's any wrong. Okay, so we'll starting with the second part. Both the sisters recite the Bhaktamrita Stotra and then they leave for the Pathshala 608. In the Pathshala 608 classroom, Arush, Arjuna and Jaimin are sitting, waiting for the teacher to join, excited about the story they'll get to listen today of Bhagwan Mahavir's previous words as grandson of King Rishabhdev, as lion, etc. As the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti celebration was coming close, they and Natasha entered the class.
Jai Jinendra, everybody. Meet my sister, Dia.
Jai Jinendra.
So, we have stories today on Bhagwan Mahavir, right?
Yes, we all are so excited.
Who was Bhagwan Mahavir and when he was born? I only know about Bhagwan Adinath.
Dear, gods are not born. They attain godhood. Child Vardhaman was born approximately 2600 years back on the 13th day of the second half of the Indian month Chaitra. Later on, this same child, by his unique and superior efforts, became God Mahavir.
And this means any of us, but dint of his own effort, can attain godhood.
Oh, okay. Was Vardhaman just like us at birth?
Of course, Dia. And yet he was a genius conversion. He was a genius conversion with the knowledge of the self, prudent, healthy, and Judaeus. He possessed immeasurable courage. He was never afraid of any being, whatever so. Therefore, his playmates began to call him Veer and Ati Veer.
He is also called Sanmati.
He had himself attained complete and perfect knowledge, and so he was called Sanmati. He conquered the powerful evils of attachment and adversation, and was as such called Mahavir.
So, he was given five names in his life: Veer, Ati Veer, Sanmati, Vardhaman, and Mahavir.
And we celebrate his birthday as Mahavir Jayanti.
Did the citizens of kingdom of his father also celebrate his date of birth with enthusiasm, pomp, and show?
Yes, he was Kshatriya, prince of Nath clan. His father was King Siddhartha and mother Trishula Devi. Not only they, but all the subjects of the kingdom, heavenly beings, and their lord Soltam Indra also celebrated the occasion with joy.
But I am wondering, Arjun, that why his birthday alone and not of others so celebrated?
Because this was his last birthday. After this, he destroyed the cycle of life and death. Devoid of all worldly attachments, he became omniscient. It is not happy to be born, but that birth alone is meaningful, wherein one becomes a god. After destroying the internal cycle of life and death.
So we are, today, celebrating the birthday of one who destroyed the cycle of life and death.
Wow, I did not know that. Okay, so you told me the names of father and mother, but not those of his wife and children, like King Rishabhdev had.
Dia, he never married, and therefore the question of wife and children does not arise. His parents tried their level best to persuade him to marry, but they failed utterly in their attempts.
Oh, did he then become a monk?
Of course. Nobody can become a god without initiation into monkhood. Mahavir renounced this world when he was only 30 years of age, in the full bloom of youth, and performed formidable penances. After a continuous quest for the soul for 12 long years, he attained omniscience.
It thus means that he attained omniscience at the age of 42 years.
Yes, Thereafter, he traversed the whole of the country for 30 years and delivered religious sermons, his Divyadhwani. In the end, at the age of 72, he attained supreme bliss, that is moksha at Bhavapur, on a day which up to this time is celebrated as Deepavali, the festival of illumination.
Is Deepavali then celebrated in the honor of his self-realization?
Oh yes, call it Deepavali or the festival of attainment of supreme bliss. The same day his Khandar, Gandhar, Indra, Bhuti, Gautam attain omniscience, he is known as Gautam Gandhar.
What doctrines did he preach for those 30 years?
Dear, you will know these in Patula 608 every Sunday evening if you come regularly. At present, we shall tell you about some of his teachings in brief.
All souls are equal, none superior or inferior.
God is not saying some differently, Antony. By dint of one supreme effort, anyone can attain Godhood.
God doesn't create or destroy things in the universe. He only knows them.
The nature of our souls is knowing, not indulging in passions.
We are unhappy and miserable on account of our own faults and can be happy by rectifying the same.
Every soul is independent. None depends on another.
Every soul is in itself absolutely omniscient and blissful. The bliss doesn't come from outside.
Not only souls, but every object of the universe is subject to change by itself without any external interference.
I guess I know. As you all have told me today, one of the teaching to know thyself, recognize thyself, be immersed in thyself, and you will attain Godhood.
Awesome, Dia. Exactly. This is the mantra to liberation.
Know thyself,
recognize thyself, immerse in thyself, and you will attain Godhood.
And you will attain Godhood.
Okay, very well done, very well done. Okay, a few corrections. First...
Anubhavji, I have a quick question.
Yes, please.
There's a place where Dia says, oh, did he become a monk? And then right after that, I'm confused. There's my line, right? Because it says... Dia says...
Yes, it's your rhyme, right? Oh, did he become a monk? Then Arjun says, of course, nobody can become a god without initiation into monkhood.
I accidentally said that, but I was...
Yeah, it's yours. Arjun, are you able to, read the whole script at a time? Because in what thing do you read it from? You read it from desktop or some tablet or something?
I'm reading it on a tablet.
Okay, so, the all things doesn't come at one shot or something?
No, all of it is there. All of it is there. But I was confused.
Okay, fine.
Natasha said it. I was confused whether it was my part or not.
Okay, fine. So, Jamin, it's your dialogue. Of course, Sia, and yet he was a genius. Conversant with the knowledge of the self, prudent, healthy, and judicious. Did you get the lines? It's like your second dialogue after we all are so excited. Jamin? Hello, Jamin?
Yeah?
Yeah, did you get this line? Of course, the dialogue with the starting is, of course, Sia, and yet he was a genius.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So what we have is, he was a genius, then we have to stop. Then conversant. He was a genius, conversant. No. He was a genius, conversant with the knowledge of the self. Okay, you were like saying it like in a flow. So you have to take a pause after genius. Genius is different, conversant with knowledge of self is different, okay? And German, you all are talking and you all are excited, okay? German, Arjun, Arush, you three, like Natasha and Dira are like, they have just arrived, okay? You three are excited about the story that you're going to, you know, have in the coming session. So you all have to speak with zeal. You all have to put some excitement in your voice. Like, German will say, yes, we all are so excited. So you should not say, yes, we all are so excited. Show excitement in your voice, okay? Okay, German? So it's, of course, Thea, and yet he was a genius, conversant with the knowledge of the self, prudent, held, and judicious. He possessed immeasurable courage. He was never afraid of any being whatsoever. Therefore, his playmates begin to call him Veer and Ativir. And then when Arush says, he is also called Sarmati. So Arush has to realize that he is giving Veer and Ativir name, right? So you have to tell it like you also know one of the name. He is also called Sarmati. You don't have to say, he also called Sarmati. Like make it look like into a conversation, okay? Arush? So you have to say it like he's also called Sanmati. So like your voice should not get, you know, it was like not coming up. We didn't realize when did he speak, he's also called Sanmati. Okay, so you have to put a pressure. Arush, again, while you're saying about Gardhar, okay? Oh yes, call it Deepavali. Hello Arush, what?
So we should say like this, he is also called Sarmati. Should we say like
excellent.
That?
Excellent. Very good, very good. Same way, okay? We are saying that you also know one of the names. So how will you say it? He is also called Sarmati. Like that, okay? Okay, Arush?
Yes.
And then your next dialogue, oh yes, call it Deepavali or Festival of Attainment of Supreme Bliss. The same day he is Gardhar, Indrabhuti Gautam. Say it, Gardhar and Indrabhuti Gautam. Say it. Arush?
Yes?
Read it. He is Gardhar, Indrabhuti Gautam.
Gardhar?
Sorry, Gardhar.
Can you repeat that again?
Yeah, it's Gardhar.
Gardhar?
It's okay. Say Gardhar, okay? Gardhar is fine. Is Gardhar, say it. Arush?
Gardhar?
Okay, Indrabhuti Gautam.
Indrabhuti? No.
Indrabhuti. It's written, read it in the line. Indrabhuti Gautam.
Gandhar Indrabhuti Gautam.
Excellent. Gandhar Indrabhuti Gautam. Indrabhuti Gautam is his name. And he is what? He is a Gardhar. So he is also known as Gautam Gardhar. Simply. He is known as Gautam Gardhar, the last part of the line. Read this whole dialogue, Arush. Oh, yes.
Read the full line.
Oh, yes. Got it. Deepavali, or the festival of attainment of supreme bliss. The same day his Gandhar Indrabhuti Gautam attained omniscience. He is known as Gautam Gandhar.
Okay. Gautam Gandhar. It's Gandhar. It's not Gandhar. It's Gandhar. Simple. Okay? Okay, so Arush, you have to like mind that. And Arjun, actually what is happening with you is you like kind of get slow in between. Like you cannot read it or you something like that. So you have to maintain the same flow while you're speaking. Okay?
Okay.
So,
okay.
Just read this one because this was his last birthday. This dialogue is yours.
Okay.
in which mm-hmm. you say it is not happy to be born. Read it again.
Because this was his last birthday. After this, he destroyed the cycle of life and death. Devoid of all worldly attachments, he became omniscient. It's not happy to be born, but that the birth alone is meaningful, wherein one becomes a god, after destroying the eternal cycle of life and death.
Okay, fine. So, you know, this is very important dialogue, okay, Arjun, that you're saying. So you have to make it look like you're saying something very intellectual, okay? Because this was his last birthday. After this, he destroyed the cycle of life and death. Devoid of all worldly attachments, he became omniscient. It is not happy to be born, but that birth alone is meaningful, wherein one becomes a god, after destroying the eternal cycle of life and death. Okay, so it is not happy to be born alone. It is not happy to be born. Okay, so you have to give emphasis on that, because that is a very important part, okay?
Okay.
Okay, okay, fine. So, like, next time when we do, so you have to take care of this, okay, Arjun? And then what we have is for you all this input. Like, when we start talking about the preachings or teachings of Mahavir Bhagwan, generally starts with all souls are equal, non-superior, inferior. Okay? So, dear, first it is what doctrines? Doctrines, okay, dear? What doctrines did he preach for those 30 years? Now then, Arjun says, Dia, you will know this in Pachara 608 every Sunday evening, if you come regularly. At present, we shall tell you about some of his teachings in brief. Okay, so Arjun, you have to give some emphasis on at present, we will teach you about something, because that's when we come to know that we are now going to learn or we are now going to listen to some preachings of Mahavir Bhagwan, okay? And then Jaimin, Arush, Natasha, everybody, these preachings are the statements that are given by Mahavir Bhagwan, okay? So we have to speak it like authority. All souls are equal. None superior or inferior. God is not some different entity. By dint of one supreme effort, anybody can attain godhood. God doesn't create or destroy things in universe. He only knows them. So you have to speak with this, like, this is very important thing. Okay, we are just not talking now. We are saying some teachings of Lord Mahavir which he gave us. Okay, so you have to speak it with some authority. Okay, like it is very, you have to make it sound like very important. Fine?
Okay. Fine.
Okay, so what we are going to do is we are going to do it all again now. Just be confident, be like in conversation, like you are actually sitting together and talking. Okay, and just try to be as accurate as possible. You all are doing very good, okay? So we are doing this from the starting. Meanwhile, Dia and Natasha are doing their part. You all just read your parts in the coming scenario, in the coming sequence. And then we should not make mistakes, okay? Because we have to record it today. So we'll do it once again and then again later, okay? Okay. Sachinji, will you be recording it again or it's like complete recording and you'll take it later?
No, every time I'll have to, do a recording.
Okay.
Again.
Okay. So we'll start with recording then.
Let me first off the recording 1 second.
Okay.
And just before all of us start.
Dia is with her elder sister Natasha, who is very religious. At Sri 1008 Bhagwan Adinath Digambar Jain Temple.
Let us go home.
Just wait, Dia. Let me recite Bhakrandara Stotra before we leave.
What is Bhakrandara Stotra?
It is a devotional poem written by Acharya Manatung in which Bhagwan Adinath has been adored.
Who is Bhagwan Adinath in whose adoration thousands of people recite this poem?
He is a god. He knows all the things of the world. He is perfectly happy because he is devoid of delusion, attachment, and aversion.
Have you been untouched and omniscient since birth?
No, my dear. He achieved the state of non-attachment and omniscience by his supreme efforts. Born in Ayodhya, he was the son of King Nabhiraya and Maru Devi, the queen.
Did he not rule?
Yes, he ruled and married too. He had two wives. Nanda was his first wife, who bore 100 sons, including Bharat Chakravarti and a daughter, Brahmi. His second wife was Sunanda, who bore Bahubali and a daughter, Sundari.
So that Bharat, the Chakravarti, and Bahubali sons of Lord Adinath?
Adinath attained godhood later in life. He was simply a King Rishabhdev at the time. Since he was first Tirthankar, he was called Adinath. One day, Nilanjana was dancing in his court. During the course of the dance, Nilanjana passed away. Seeing this, he realized the transition nature of the world, forsook the royal life, and became a saint. For 6 months, he remained absorbed in contemplation. For the next 6 months also, he did not get food due to his self-imposed conditions. After a year, on a certain day, King Shreyans gave him sugarcane juice for the first time. Since then, that day has been celebrated as Akshaya Tritiya festival.
Did he become omniscient immediately after becoming saint?
No, dear. For 1,000 years, he remained in the state of self-absorption. One day, he obtained perfect knowledge in the state and began to give Divyadhwani, which showed the path of liberation to the world.
So you offer your prayer to him. I shall also do the same. Will he show the path of liberation to me too?
By all means, offer your prayers to him. Leaving the glories of the Samavsharan, the religious court, he became a perfectly liberated soul at Mount Kailash. The way to liberation, as preached by him, is shown to us by the enlightened souls. The persons who tread his path can attain the godhood in the same way.
Great. Let's together recite Bhaktamala Stotra.
And afterwards, you will come with me to Pathshala. Don't you want to explore more about being happy and liberated?
Sure, Dee.
Both the sisters recite the Bhaktamala Stotra and then they leave for Pathshala 608. In the Pathshala 608 classroom, Arush, Arjun, and Jaimin are sitting, waiting for the teacher to join, excited about the story they will get to listen today of Bhagwan Mahavir's previous birth as grandson of King Rishabhdev, as lion, etc., as the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti celebration was coming close. Diya and Natasha enter the class.
Jai Janendra, everybody. Meet my sister, Diya.
Jai Janendra.
So we have stories today. On Bhagwan Mahavir, right?
Yes, we all are so excited.
Who was Bhagwan Mahavir and that he was born? I only know about Bhagwan Adinath.
Dear, gods are not born. They attain godhood. Child Vardhaman was born approximately 2,600 years ago. On the 13th day of the second half of the Indian month Chaitra. Later on, this same child, by his unique and superior efforts, became God Mahavir.
And this means any one of us, by dint of his own effort, can attain godhood.
Oh, okay. Was Vardhaman just like us at birth?
Of course, Diya. And yet he was a genius conversion with the knowledge of the self, prudent, healthy, and Judaeus. He possessed immeasurable courage. He was never afraid of any being whatsoever. Therefore, his playmates began to call him Veer and Ativir.
He is also called Sanmati.
He had himself attained complete and perfect knowledge. And so he was called Sanmati. He conquered the powerful evils of attachment and adversation, and was as such called Mahavir.
So He was given five names in his life: Veer, Ativeer, Sanmati, Vardhaman, and Mahavir.
And we celebrate his birthday as Mahavir Jayanti.
Did the citizens of the kingdom of his father also celebrate his date of birth with enthusiasm, pomp, and show?
Yes, he was Kshatriya, prince of Nath clan. His father was King Siddhartha and mother Trishula Devi. Not only they, but all the subjects of the kingdom, heavenly beings, and their lord, Sodharm Indra, also celebrated the occasion with joy.
But I am wondering, Arjun, that why his birthday alone and not of others so celebrated?
Because this was his last birthday. After this, he destroyed the cycle of life and death. Devoid of all worldly attachments, he became omniscient. He is not happy to be born, but that the birth alone is meaningful, wherein one becomes a god, after destroying the eternal cycle of life and death.
So we are, today, celebrating the birthday of one who destroyed the cycle of life and death.
Wow, I did not know that. Okay, so you told me the names of father and mother, but not those of his wife and children, like King Rishabdev had.
Yeah, he never married, and therefore the question of wife and children does not arise. His parents tried their level best to persuade him to marry, but they failed utterly in their attempts.
Oh, did he then become a monk?
Of course. Nobody can become a god without invitation into monkhood. Mahavir renounced this world when he was only 30 years of age. In the full bloom of youth, and performed formidable penances after a continuous quest for the soul for 12 long years. He attained omniscience.
It thus means that he attained omniscience at the age of 42 years.
Yes, thereafter he traversed the whole of the country for 30 years, and delivered religious sermons, his Divyadhwani. In the end, at the age of 72, he attained supreme bliss, that is moksha at Pavapur, on a day which up to this time is celebrated as Deepavali, the festival of illumination.
Is Deepavali then celebrated in the honor of his self-realization?
Oh yes, call it Deepavali or the festival of attainment of supreme bliss. The same day, his Gandhar Indra Bhuti Gautam attained omniscience. He is known as Gautam Gandhar.
What doctrines did he preach for those 30 years?
Dear, you will know these in Patala 608 every Sunday evening if you come regularly. At present, we shall tell you about some of his teaching in brief.
All souls are equal. None superior or inferior.
God is not some different entity, but dint of one supreme effort, anyone can attain godhood.
God doesn't create or destroy things in the universe. He only knows them.
The nature of our souls is knowing, not indulging in passions.
We are unhappy and miserable on account of our own faults and can be happy by rectifying the same.
Every soul is independent, but none depends on another.
Every soul is in itself absolutely omniscient and blissful. The bliss doesn't come from outside.
Not only souls, but every object in the universe is subject to change by itself, without any external interference.
I guess I know. As you all have told me today, One of the preaching to know thyself, recognize thyself, be immersed in thyself, and you attain Godhood.
Awesome, Dia. Exactly. This is the mantra to liberation.
Know
thyself, be immersed,
and you will attain
Godhood.
Discussion stops. It's time for stories. To listen to the story of Mahavir Bhagwan and many more, please join the Pachala 608 class. Dia is with her elder sister Natasha, who is very religious, at Sri 1008 Bhagwan Adinath Digambar Jain Temple.
Just wait, Dia. Let me recite Bhaktamrita Stotra before we leave.
What is Bhaktamrita Stotra?
It is a devotional poem written by Acharya Manatung in which Bhagwan Adinath has been adored.
Who is Bhagwan Adinath? In whose adoration thousands of people recite this poem?
He is a god. He knows all the things of the world. He is perfectly happy because he is devoid of delusion, attachment, and aversion.
Have you been unattached and omniscient since birth?
No, my dear. He achieved the state of being non-attachment and omniscience by his supreme efforts. Born in Ayodhya, he was the son of King Nabhiraya and Maru Devi, the queen.
Did he not rule?
Yes, he ruled and married too. He had two wives. Nanda was his first wife, who bore 100 sons, including Bharat Chakravarti and a daughter, Brahmi. His second wife was Sunanda, who bore Bahubali and a daughter, Sundari.
So was Bharat the Chakravarti and Bahubali sons of Lord Adinath?
Adinath attained godhood later in life. He was simply a King Rishabdeo at the time. Since he was first Tirthankar, he was called Adinath. One day, Nilanjana was dancing in his court. During the course of the dance, Nilanjana passed away. Seeing this, he realized the transition nature of the world, forsook the royal life, and became a saint. For 6 months, he remained absorbed in contemplation. For the next 6 months also, he did not get food due to his self-imposed conditions. After a year, on a certain day, King Shreyans gave him sugarcane juice for the first time. Since then, that day has been celebrated as Akshaya Tritiya Festival.
Did he become omniscient immediately after becoming saint?
No, dear. For 1,000 years, he remained in the state of self-absorption. One day, he obtained perfect knowledge in the state and began to give Divya Dhwani, which showed the path of liberation to the world.
You offer your prayer to him. I shall also do the same. Will he show the path of liberation to me too?
By all means, offer your prayers to him. Leaving the glories of the Samosharan, the religious court, he became a perfectly liberated soul at Mount Kailash. The way to liberation, as preached by him, is shown to us by the enlightened souls. The persons who tread his path can attain the godhood in the same way.
Great! Let's together recite Bhaktamrita Stotra.
And afterwards, you will come with me to Pathshala. Don't you want to explore more about being happy and liberated?
Sure, Dee.
Both the sisters recite the Bhaktamrita Stotra and then they leave for the Pathshala 608. In the Pathshala 608 classroom, Arush, Arjun and Jaimin are sitting, waiting for the teacher to join. Excited about the story they will get to listen today of Bhagwan Mahavir's previous births as grandson of King Rishabhdev, as lion, etc. As the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti celebration was coming close, Dia and Natasha enter the class.
Jai Jinendra, everybody. Meet my sister, Dia.
Jai Jinendra. So, we all have stories today on Bhagwan Mahavir, right?
Yes, we all are so excited.
Who was Bhagwan Mahavir and when he was born? I only know about Bhagwan Adinath.
Dear, gods are not born. They attain godhood. Child Vardhaman was born approximately 2,600 years back on the 13th day of the second half of the Indian month Chaitra. Later on, this same child, by his unique, superior efforts, called Mahavir.
And this means any one of us, by dint of his own effort, can attain godhood.
Oh, okay. Was Vardhaman just like us at birth?
He was a genius conversant with the knowledge of the self, prudent, healthy, and Judaeus. He possessed immeasurable courage. He was never afraid of any being whatsoever. Therefore, his playmates began to call him Veer and Ati Veer.
He is also called Sanmati.
He had himself attained complete and perfect knowledge, and so he was called Sanmati. He conquered the powerful evils of attachment and aversion, and was as such called Mahavir.
So, he was given five names in his life. Veer, Ativeer, Sanmati, Vardhaman, and Mahavir.
And we celebrate his birthday as Mahavir Jayanti.
Did the citizens of the kingdom of his father also celebrate his date of birth with enthusiasm, pomp, and show?
Yes, he was Kshatriya, prince of Natklan. His father was King Siddhartha and mother Trishula Devi. Not only they, but all the subjects of the kingdom, heavenly beings and their lord Soldharm Indra also celebrated the occasion with joy.
But I am wondering, Arjun, that why his birthday alone and none of others so celebrated?
Because this was his last birthday. After this, he destroyed the cycle of life and death. Devoid of all worldly attachments, he became omniscient. It is not happy to be born, but that the birth alone is meaningful, wherein one becomes a god after destroying the eternal cycle of life and death.
We are today celebrating the birthday of one who destroyed the cycle of life and death.
Wow, I did not know that. Okay, so you told me the names of father and mother, but not those of his wife and children, like King Rishabhdev had.
Dia, he never married, and therefore the question of wife and children does not arise. His parents tried their level best to persuade him to marry, but they failed utterly in their attempts.
Oh, did he then become a monk?
Of course. Nobody can become a god without initiation into monkhood. Mahavir renounced this world when he was only 30 years of age, in the full bloom of youth, and performed formidable penances after a continuous quest for the soul for 12 long years. He attained omniscience.
Be quiet. It thus means that he attained omniscience at the age of 42 years.
Yes. Thereafter, he traversed the whole of the country for 30 years and delivered religious sermons, his Divyadhwani. In the end, at the age of 72, he attained supreme bliss, that is moksha, at Babapur, on a day which up to this time is celebrated as Deepavali, the festival of illumination.
Is Deepavali then celebrated in the honor of his self-realization?
Oh, yes. Call it Deepavali, or the festival of attainment of supreme bliss. The same day his Gandhar Indrabhuti Gautam attained omniscience. He is known as Gautam Gandhar.
What doctrines did he preach for those 30 years?
Dia, you will know these in the Patala 608 every Sunday evening if you come regularly. At present, we shall tell you about some of his teachings in brief.
All souls are equal, none superior or inferior.
God is not some different entity, but dint of one supreme effort anyone can attain godhood.
God doesn't create or destroy things in the universe. He only knows them.
The nature of our souls is knowing, not indulging in passions.
We are unhappy and miserable on account of our own faults and can be happy by rectifying the same.
Every soul is independent. None depends on another.
Every soul is in itself, absolutely omniscient and blissful. The bliss doesn't come from outside.
Not only souls, but every object in the universe is subject to change by itself, without any external interference.
I guess I know. As you all have told me today, one of the teachings to know thyself, recognize thyself, be immersed in thyself, and you will attain godhood.
Awesome, Dia. Exactly. This is the mantra to liberation.
Know thyself.
Recognize thyself. By immersing thyself, and you will attain
godhood.
Bhavji?
Yes, okay.
I know I took pauses and I think I pronounced it wrong, Gandhar. I know I should have called it Gandhar and I think I took a few pauses.
Yeah, okay, Arush. Chairman, there was some very, background noises from your, back side. Chairman? Hello, Jamin. Hello.
Jamin, are you there? Are you on mute?
Hello. Jamin, are you there or not?
Yes.
Okay, there was some noise from your behind, from background of yours. And also when you started speaking, there was some different sound which came. And also, Arjun, when you spoke one of your dialogues, so it didn't come completely. There were some pauses, we could not listen to it. Right, Sachinji? There was some, gap in what he was saying, by all means, and then it was a blank, and then again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so we'll do...
Anubhavji. I think I know what you're talking about, but I think the reason for the pause is someone else was speaking at the same time. I heard a scream on my side.
I know. That was from, some background noise from somewhere. Okay, fine. So what we'll do when other person is speaking, okay, so we, at least the background, our phone should be at mute, okay, because the whole, it started with very, Dia and Natasha did very well in the first part. The first part was very good. The second part, that noise came and all everything started to, okay, so we'll start again. This time, okay, Sachinji, this last time we're doing it, okay? Sachinji, is it fine?
One second, Anubhavji, yeah.
Dearest with your eldest sister Natasha, who is very religious, at Sri 1008 Bhagwan Adinath Digambarjan Temple.
Dee, let us go home.
Just wait, Dia. Let me recite Bhakambara Strotra before we leave.
What is the Tama Stotra?
It is a devotional poem written by Acharya Man Tung in which Bhagwan Adinath has been adored.
Who is Bhagwan Adinath in whose adoration thousands of people recite this poem?
He is a god. He knows all the things of the world. He is perfectly happy because he is devoid of delusion, attachment, and aversion.
Had he been attached and omniscient since birth?
No, my dear. He achieved the state of non-attachment and omniscience by his supreme efforts. Born in Ayodhya, he was the son of King Nabhireya and Maru Devi, the queen.
Did he not rule?
Yes, he ruled and married too. He had two wives. Nanda was his first wife, who bore 100 sons, including Bharat Chakravarti and a daughter, Brahmi. His second wife was Sunanda, who bore Bahubali and a daughter, Sundari.
So were Bharat, the Chakravarti, and Bahubali sons of Lord Adinath?
Adinath attained godhood later in life. He was simply a King Rishabhdev at the time. Since he was first Tirthankar, he was called Adinath. One day, Nilanjana was dancing in his court. During the course of the dance, Nilanjana passed away. Seeing this, he realized the transition nature of the world, forsook the royal life, and became a saint. For 6 months, he remained absorbed in contemplation. For the next 6 months also, he did not get food due to his self-imposed conditions. After a year, on a certain day, King Shreyans gave him sugarcane juice for the first time. Since then, that day has been celebrated as Akshaya Tritiya festival.
Did he become omniscient immediately after becoming saint?
No, dear. For 1,000 years, he remained in the state of self-absorption. One day, he attained perfect knowledge in the state and began to give Divyatvani, which showed the path of liberation to the world.
So you offer your prayer to him. I shall also do the same. Will he show the path of liberation to me too?
By all means, offer your prayers to him. Leaving the glories of the Samosharan, the religious court, he became a perfectly liberated soul at Mount Kailash. The way to liberation, as preached by him, is shown to us by the enlightened souls. The persons who tread his path can attain the godhood in the same way.
Great! Let's together recite the Tama Stotra.
And afterwards, you will come with me to Pathshala. Don't you want to explore more about being happy and liberated?
Sure, Dee.
Both the sisters recite the Bhaktamala Sutra and then they leave for Pathshala 608. In the Pathshala 608 classroom, Arush, Arjun, and Jamin are sitting, waiting for the teacher to join, excited about the story they'll get to listen today of Bhagwan Mahavir's previous births as grandson of King Rishabhdev, Aslan, etc. As the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti celebration was coming close, then Natasha enter the class.
Jai Jinendra, everybody. Meet my sister, Dia.
Jai Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra.
So, we have stories today on Bhagwan Mahavir, right?
Yes, we all are so excited.
Who was Bhagwan Mahavir and where he was born? I only know about Bhagwan Adinath.
Dear, gods are not born. They attain godhood. Child Vardhaman was born approximately 2,600 years back, on the 13th day of the second half of the Indian month Chaitra. Later on, the same child, by the unique and superior efforts, became God Vardhaman.
And this means any one of us, by dint of his own effort, can attain godhood.
Oh, okay. Was Vardhaman just like us at birth?
Of course, Dia. And yet, he was a genius conversion with the knowledge of the self, prudent, healthy, and duteous. He possessed immeasurable courage. He was never afraid of any being whatsoever. Therefore, his playmates began to call him Veer and Atizir.
He is also called Sanmati.
He had himself attained complete and perfect knowledge, and so he was called Sanmati. He conquered the powerful evils of attachment and aversion, and was as such called Navir.
So he was given 5 names in his life: Veer, Ativir, Sanmati, Vardhan, and Mahavir.
And we celebrate his birthday as Mahavir Jayanti.
Did the citizens of the kingdom of his father also celebrated his date of birth with enthusiasm, pomp, and show?
Yes, he was Kshatriya, prince of Nathkan. His father was King Siddhartha and mother Trishla Devi. Not only they, but all the subjects of the kingdom, heavenly beings, and their lord Sodom Indra also celebrated the occasion with joy.
But I am wondering, Arjun, that why his birthday alone and not of others so celebrated?
Because this was his last birthday. After this, he destroyed the cycle of life and death. Devoid of all worldly attachments, he became omniscient. It is not happy to be born, but that birth alone is meaningful, wherein one becomes a god, after destroying the eternal cycle of life and death.
So we are today celebrating the birthday of one who destroyed the cycle of life and death.
Wow, I did not know that. Okay, so you told me the names of father and mother, but not those of his wife and children, like King Rishabhdev had.
Yeah, he never married, and therefore the question of wife and children does not arise. His parents tried their level best to persuade him to marry, but they failed utterly in their attempts.
Oh, did he then become a monk?
Of course. Nobody can become a god without initiation into monkhood. Mahavir renounced this world when he was only 30 years of age, in the full bloom of youth, and performed formidable penances after a continuous quest for the soul for 12 long years. He attained omniscience.
It thus means that he attained omniscience at the age of 42 years.
Yes, thereafter he traversed the whole of the country for 30 years and delivered religious sermons, his Divyadhwani. In the end, at the age of 72, he attained supreme bliss, that is, moksha at Pavapur, on a day which up to this time is celebrated as Deepavali, the festival of illumination.
Is Deepavali then celebrated in the honor of his self-realization?
Oh yes, call it Deepavali, or the festival of attainment of supreme bliss. The same day his Gandhar Indrabhuti Gautam attained omniscience. He is known as Gautam Gandhar.
What doctrines did he preach for those 30 years?
Dear, you will know these in Pachala 608 every Sunday evening if you come regularly. At present, we shall tell you about some of his teachings, in brief.
All souls are equal, none superior or inferior.
God is not some different entity, but dint of one's supreme effort, anyone can attain godhood.
God doesn't create or destroy things in universe. He only knows them.
The nature of our souls is knowing, not indulging in passions.
We are unhappy and miserable on account of our own faults and can be happy by rectifying the same.
Every soul is independent. None depends on another.
Every soul is in itself absolutely omniscient and blissful. The bliss doesn't come from outside.
Not only souls, but every object in the universe is subject to change by itself, without any external interference.
I guess I know. As you all have told me today, one of the teachings to know thyself, recognize thyself, be immersed in thyself, and you will attain Godhood.
Awesome, Dia. Exactly. This is the mantra to liberation.
Know thyself, recognize thyself, be immersed, you will attain Godhood.
Teacher enters, discussion stops. It's story time. To listen to the story of Mahavir Bhagwan and many more, please join the Pachara Sigaret class. Thank you.